to testify. I would get your daughter to testify, son-in-law to testify, but I got to obey what I feel in the spirit tonight. Amen. 34:18 of Psalm tonight. Thank you, young people. Amen. Thank you, Sister Crosswhite, Sister Kristen, and musicians. Amen. Oh, and amen. It just feels good today to feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost flowing. Amen. Psalm the 34th chapter. In verse 18 is where I want to go to tonight. Amen. The scripture says here, the Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. If you look at that in some commentaries, and the Amplified commentary says the Lord is close to those of a broken heart. The Message Bible says if your heart is broken, you'll find God, because it'll make you search God for God. Psalm 51:17 is a parallel of this. Psalm 51:17 says, the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit. A broken and contrite heart, O God, thou will not despise. Are you thankful that God still takes broken things? That God still welcomes those that realize that they need Him? Are you thankful today that we have a mighty God who fits exactly what we're searching for? Hallelujah. Would you lift your hands and lift your voice to the Almighty God with me right now? Lord, we need your power. Speak to us this night. I thank you for that fresh anointing and the fire of the Holy Ghost that I feel in this place. I thank you for loving us, oh God. I thank you for ministering to us and helping us tonight in this place, God, to get in touch with you, and you would charge us, that you would fuel the fire inside of us. Let your wind blow tonight, God. Let your power flow to us in this hour, Lord. Rekindle the flame in our hearts. Rekindle our desires, our commitments, and our covenant with you, Jesus. We give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you thanks. Lift your voice with me right now. Hallelujah. Somebody thank the Lord. Give God your hallelujah tonight. Won't you give God your hallelujah? Look what He's done. Hallelujah to you, Jesus. We give you praise, we give you thanks, Almighty God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise you, the Lord. You may be seated in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, tonight, if there's anything you could find for these two passages in the book of Psalms, it magnifies our need of God. A broken heart, God does not despise. A broken spirit welcomes something about God, amen, in our lives. How wonderful tonight to know, amen, we hear the expression, amen, many times, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And many times, the idea is simple. If something seems to be working, we just leave it alone. And many people live their lives by the same philosophy. My life is functioning. My bills are paid. My family is okay. I don't need help. But spiritually, this is a dangerous reality, because if it ain't broke, God won't fix it. Hear me. Amen. Not because He cannot, not because He doesn't care, but because God will not force His healing on somebody who refuses to admit that they need it. The whole point tonight, we've got to realize that we need God, and we can't function without God. We can't go on without God. Amen. Hear me, saint of God, tonight in this place. Before God can repair us, we must recognize that we are broken. Amen. Hallelujah. Tonight, if you would title this, I want to preach the recall notice. The recall notice. I want you to imagine receiving this announcement. The manufacturer, Almighty God. The product, humanity. The affected units, all models, all years, and all generations. And the reason for the recall: a serious defect has been discovered in the central operating system, the heart. The defect originated in the original prototype models, Adam and Eve, and has been passed on to every subsequent unit. And the technical name is subsequental internal non-morality. S-I-N. Somebody knows what that is. Sin. And the common symptoms of this problem is loss of direction, faulty moral judgment, foul speech, fear and anxiety, depression and confusion, violence and selfishness, loss of peace and joy, spiritual amnesia, idolatry and misplaced worship. The manufacturer's response is this. The manufacturer accepts no responsibility for causing the defect, but has provided a complete repair program at no cost to the customer. Warning, any unit refusing the recall will be ultimately destroyed. The sin defect cannot be permitted into heaven. But I'm thankful that I have a Jesus, the mighty God, amen, became flesh, amen, to come and to help the defect inside of our life. But if any man be in Christ, he's going to become a new creature. God has the key to your need tonight. Amen. But you got to discover that. Amen. We have a Hyundai Palisade that I bought for Sister Crosswhite. And when we had our Chrysler 300, I remember getting a notice in the mail that there was a manufacturer's recall. When I bought my 2007 Dodge Diesel, I remember a recall notice that I got. And I took it back to Alto, to the dealership there. And in Alto, guess what? They put some kind of component in it and they replaced that. That recall notice did not work until I brought it back to the place where I found it. Even the place that I bought the unit. I'm thankful today that, friend, many people haven't seen what you've seen. You cannot get your help anywhere else but the Almighty God. Self-help don't work. It takes God in your life. It takes us going back to the basic, going back to our Creator, going back to our God, and let God be God in our life. The discovery of our need because of sin. Every human is fundamentally broken. David understood this, and I want you to hear it. He said, the Lord is nigh to them of a broken heart. Psalm 51:17 says, the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit and a broken and contrite heart. Many people think a broken heart means sadness. They think that whenever the Lord's talking about a broken heart, that means somebody that's sad. But the Hebrew idea is much deeper. Broken means shattered, fractured, damaged, violated, crushed, weakened, disconnected, and incomplete. David wasn't saying, I feel sad. He was saying, something is fundamentally wrong with me. And he discovered something remarkable, that God is attracted when we discover our brokenness. When you realize that you're incomplete and that you have a missing component, there is a recall to turn back to your Creator. If my people, which are called by my name, will turn, humble themselves and turn and get rid of their sin, hey, I have a God who will heal. God has a peace that you need tonight. Hallelujah. I want you to understand the Lord is nigh. The Lord will not despise. God moves towards people who have discovered and acknowledged their need and realized there's something wrong with me, that there's nothing on this side of the earth that could fix it. Amen. Everybody has a recall notice. Every one of you have a defect. And the purpose was God made humanity and he made man right. But sin came in the picture. And sin brought a defect into the system of humanity. Immediately when man sinned, man discovered that he was lacking, that he was his eyes, their eyes were open, and they tried to cover their nakedness. They ran and hid from God. God don't want man to run from him and hide from him and try to cover their sin by their own manufacturing. Fig leaves did not work. Amen. Oh, friend, hiding didn't work. Amen. But when the voice of God came, God said, Adam, where art thou? Tonight God is in this place. And he called your name. And he said, where are you tonight? God knows where you're hiding. God knows what you need. But he's looking for somebody to let him cover your problem and take care of your need. There's a recall notice tonight. Amen. God has your answer. There's somebody who's been trying to find it. Amen. You begin to try to think, oh, well, all it takes is me, you know, feeling sad and getting to that place. And you can't break. You can't break it on your own. But friend, I'm thankful that the definition of a broken heart means you have discovered you don't have the answer on your own. Hallelujah. What is the law teaching? In the Old Testament, the purpose of the law was never merely rules. The law was a mirror showing mankind how broken he was. Romans 7:7 says, I had not known sin had it not been for the law. If there wasn't a boundary there, I would never known how drastic my life would be, how incomplete. Galatians 3rd chapter says, the law was our schoolmaster to bring us into Christ. Thank God for a schoolmaster. Thank God for a God that gets a hold of us sometimes and teaches us and leads us and learns us, amen, the things of his righteousness. The Old Testament repeatedly illustrated brokenness, contaminated earthen vessels. When a vessel was contaminated in the Bible days, the Bible says, the law says for us to break it, throw it out, get rid of it. Don't let something contaminated stay in your house. We can begin to relate it today. God don't want contaminated vessels inside of us or things that we allowed to continue to stay in us. God wants somebody to get rid of sin before sin rids you. In the Old Testament, leprosy, breaking through the skin, brought separation. Whenever you discovered you had leprosy, you went to the priest, and when the priest would declare unclean, you had to separate yourself. Believe me, sin will separate you from God. But we got to admit we got a problem. A lot of times we want to cover that sin. We want to hide that sin when we need to run to our Maker. Amen. There's a recall for sin. Even leprosy, the Bible talked about in a house, the walls, there would be leprosy that broke out on the walls. I don't know if this was a type of mold or bacteria or whatever it was. The Bible says you try to clean it, you try to scrape it, but if it wasn't clean, you broke the house down. Hear me, sin still tears up our houses, doesn't it? Sin has a way of tearing up our homes. Sin has a way of tearing up lives and components of life. But I'm thankful that there's an altar. I'm thankful that there's a place I could return to my Maker. Even in the Bible times, they had altars that had to be broken before revival could come. You know what an idol was? An idol was simply a place where man erected something instead of a right kind of altar. They would go to these idols and bow before them and make that idol their altar. I want to tell you, nothing can take the place of you meeting with God. Adam and Eve ran and hid. And when we hide behind other things and we start bowing to other things, it becomes an idol. Brother Crossway, I would never bow down to an idol, but we bow down to things. Amen. I want you to notice the word idol, the first letter of it is an I. When self becomes your idol and you're bowing down and worshiping self, You're going to find out you're not so great, friend. Amen. There are people today, the suicide rate is so high today because people think they can fix self. They think they have the answer. But friend, there's only one answer. When you recognize that you're broke and you need God. Humanity is broken by sin. Either you break sin or sin will break you. How people become broken? People become broken in many ways. Sometimes people break us. Have you ever been broke by somebody else? People violate people. There's times you're not broken by something else, but you're intruded and invaded by something else. Somebody does you wrong. Somebody violates you. How many's ever had that before? You ever felt like a pincushion? Or you ever been stabbed in your back? Or ever been violated? You know what I'm talking about. People will break into you and break you and begin to harm you. And they do not do that just on the outside. It's more than a physical harm, but it affects mankind's insides. Sometimes circumstances break us. We go through things that we can't handle. And sometimes God allows us to be broken, but often we break ourselves. And our great enemy is our stubborn determination to do things our way. A lot of times after we break, we try everything else, and finally we go to the trunk and say, okay, spare tire, here I'm coming for you. God, you're my spare tire. You're my last resort, when God should be the first thing we run to. No matter how we became broken, amen, God can't fix what's broken until the one that is broke, amen, runs to him and say, God, I need you. Amen. He healeth the broken heart and bindeth their wounds. The scripture says in Luke, he has sent me to heal the broken heart. I want to talk to you tonight. The price of repair is this. God asks for only one thing before you can get your healing, before you can get your help. Amen. God wants you to break something called your pride. I want to tell you, pride will hold you back, and pride will take you for a ride. Pride will break you and cause you to not turn to God. How many has had to deal with pride before? See, you're not alone. Everybody's going to think I'm crazy. But when you break your pride, God will break the power of sin. What a trade tonight. When we surrender our pride, he destroys our bondage. Hosea says, break up the fallow ground, for it's time to seek the Lord. First Peter says, God resists the proud, but giveth grace to the humble. What is pride? Pride is not merely thinking highly of yourself. Pride is thinking too much of yourself. Whether positively or negatively, when pride will make me the center of my life. Think about it. Humility makes God the center of your life. When you're the center of your life, you're subjecting yourself and open the doors to all these different things. Depression, anxiety, sin, temptation, all these different things. And the self-sufficient person says, I'm okay like I am. There's nothing wrong. I don't need to be fixed. My car sounds good. I'm not taking it back to the dealer. I'm not taking it back to the manufacturer. Revelation 3:17, the Lord spoke to a church that said, I'm rich, increased with goods, and have need of nothing. But Jesus said, you're wretched, you're miserable, you're poor, you're blind, and you're naked. And the greatest deception is believing you don't need God. Most people feel that way. I'm not broken. There's nothing wrong with me. I speak in tongues. I want to just tell you, speaking in tongues does not make you spiritual. When you don't pray and speaking in tongues in the Holy Ghost, the Bible says building up your most holy faith by praying in the Spirit. As a lot of people in Pentecost has taught that if you speak in tongues, that's a spiritual. It's supernatural when somebody receives the Holy Ghost. But we need more than a tongue talking. We need a spirit walking. amen, relationship with God. Amen. I know people that speak in tongues, but yet they're doing all kind of immoralities. They're still stealing from the government. They're still playing around on their wives. They're still cheating their job out of things. But hear me, God is looking for somebody that realizes, God, I need you. I'm broken. I can't exist without you. There's a recall notice. But if you say, I'm okay, I don't need God, I'm sufficient. Now, just in case, I put him in the trunk as my spare tire. And I said this morning, God needs to be your main wheel. The next thing people say that keeps them from coming to God, I'm too broken. That's the hopeless person that lets the enemy whisper, gone too far. Abby, you can't live for God. You failed too much. God can't fix this. But God says in Jeremiah 33, if you could break my covenant of the day and my covenant of the night, then may also my covenant be broken. In other words, God's promise still works. Your sin is not stronger than his mercy. Your failure is not greater than his grace. And your brokenness is not beyond his repair. God has the component that you need in his mercy. You don't get good to get God. You get God to get good. You ought to praise God for that tonight. You ought to thank him tonight that he is exactly what you need. Somebody ought to stand tonight. I'm not done, but I feel like somebody to stand and you to lift your voice to a God who cares about brokenness, a God who has the answer. Stay standing. I got to obey the Holy Ghost. Somebody tonight must answer that recall. There's a recall notice on every human heart. The problem isn't whether we're broken or not. The problem is whether we admit it. And the good news is this, God does not reject broken people. He does more than repair broken people. He steps in their life. More than a component, the God of heaven comes in. The Bible says the Lord is near to the brokenhearted. He heals the wounded, he restores the shattered, and he saves the contrite. The recall has been issued. The great thing about it, the repair has been paid for. And the invitation isn't always a guarantee. You can come boldly before his throne and find help in the time of need. The only question remaining tonight, will you answer that recall notice and saying, God, I sure need you. I can't go every day without you. I can't go without you in my life. Amen. You see, God is a daily God, not a sometime God, not a church Sunday God, not a midweek service God, but God is a God I run to every step of my life. The Lord is my shepherd. Amen. And I'm thankful tonight that I need my shepherd. I'm thankful that I need my Savior. I need my help. Amen. My help doesn't come from the left. My help doesn't come from the right. My help coming from the Lord who hath made the heaven and the earth. He was not suffered my foot to be moved. Behold, he that keepeth Israel would neither fail you, amen, despise you. Amen. But I thank for tonight that my God is a keeper of those that will admit, God, I sure need you tonight. If you have need and you realize tonight that you are broken, that you have a component in your life that needs the master, the Lord is called. There's a recall notice for you in this house this evening. Everything's okay, Brother Crosswhite. Everything's okay. I'm rich, increased with good. I don't have need of anything. Or are you the group that says, I messed up. I hadn't prayed like I said I would. I haven't worshiped like I promised I would. Pastor, I haven't even lived up. I've done things wrong. But tonight the Lord is in this place to fit the incapabilities, the inadequacies, the insufficiency, and all the excuses that we try to muster up. Nothing helps but the touch of the Master's hand. Would you let God touch you? Would you turn to your God tonight? Hallelujah. I believe hands and hearts are to be lifted to the Lord tonight. He's here to heal. He's here to minister. He's here to touch. He's here with His touch tonight, even to make what you need in your life. We're complete in Him, the scripture said, which is the head of all principality and power. Acts 1 and 8, you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. There's power when we let the Holy Ghost work in us. The Holy Ghost is not just God's gift, but it's God's Spirit, Him working and living and dwelling and abiding in you. Come on, let the Lord commune. Open your heart. Take away the facade, the veneer. Come on. Cash in your hypocrisy, pride, and let God be God in your life. Hallelujah. Let God have His way with you right now. Sing it, Sister Crosswhite.
More than yesterday, I need You more. Could say, I need You more than ever before. I need You, Lord. I need
Come on, reach out and touch the Lord. He's here. He's here for you. Come on, you're not too far gone. Hallelujah. Give Him that problem. Give Him that worry. Give Him that thing that's been bugging you. Come on, give Him that fear. Give Him that anxiety.
More than words could say,
give Him that tonight. Even that secret sin in your life.
More than
give Him that inconsistency. That dark corner of your mind.
You, Lord.
Hallelujah. I need You, Lord.
I need You, more.
I need You, Lord. The shepherd's here tonight. He's here to restore your soul. He's here to lead you, to feed you, to guide you, to help you.
Than ever before,
I need you, Jesus. I need You, Jesus. Come on, old failures, old things of the past. Come on, let Him have it tonight. Old senses of pride.
More than my
Come on, trade in that old pride tonight. For a brand new boldness and a beauty. Come on, that ugliness inside of you. Let God exchange it for His grace and goodness.
Because I never want to go.
That's what Jesus died for. Come on, let Him. That's why He hung there. Naked, exposed. Crowned with thorns and in pain.
More than yesterday,
hanging and suspended between heaven and earth. He hung there for you.
More
for that cause to give you a hope. To give you an
more.
Answer. To fix that component in your life.
Than ever before. I need You, Lord. I need You more. I need You more.
I need You, Jesus.
I need You more.
I need You, Jesus. Come on, talk to Him. Come on, I want to just tell somebody You fit in the plan of God. You fit in the plan of God. You fit in the call of God. Many things steal from us the plan and the pleasures of God. Don't let something steal the plan of God out of your life. The purpose of God in your life.
More than the song I sing, more than my next heartbeat, more than anything, Lord, as the time goes by. go back to my old life. I need you more. More than yesterday, I need you.
Come on,
you
seek
more.
The Lord while he may be found. Come on, the Lord's here.
More
there's healing in his hand tonight. There's grace in his hands. Come on, the heart of God is to be you to be complete.
Less of me and more of you is what I need. Show me your glory. Show me your power. Less of me and more of you is what I need. I need your glory. I want your glory. Less of me, more of you is what I need.
Hallelujah.
Show me your glory.
Sister Crossway, hang on just a moment. I've got to obey the Holy Ghost. I want to talk to your heart tonight. There's somebody tonight even says, it's kind of like, I'm going to use my illustration. I'm going to make it personal. I notice that every time I get frustrated, every time that I got really tired, I would make it a practice that I thought I had to have something to eat. I would pull to McDonald's, and on my phone was the same little deal. Order it again. Before you know it, I would indulge thinking, well, I'm tired, frustrated, and I would just indulge. I wasn't hungry. I just found myself repeating the same old bad habit of stuffing myself. And finally, I started praying, God, I need help. When I feel that, God, give me the power. And I love good food just like you. God, help me to learn to enjoy the portion. Then when I would mess up, I would think, oh, well, I sure messed up now. I might as well eat another hamburger. I might as well, I just go ahead. I sure messed up. And I found myself back in defeat. Holy Ghost is speaking. There's somebody tonight you feel, Pastor, I try. I can't live for God. Every time I try, I fall flat on my face. I make good intentions. I make good statements. But I catch myself back in the same old corner. Back in the same old problem. And condemnation keeps me to where I realize I can't be strong. I want to tell you that's exactly what the Lord wants you to be at. That you realize that you can't make it. Because there's some, it seems they can live for God as long as the juice is flowing. The power of the Holy Ghost and the hype is there. But they have no commitment after it. That's where you had to start saying, okay, God, I can't live for you. I tried it on my own. I tried it my way. I need you right now in my life, in my inabilities. I need your goodness and your grace. Come on, we don't deserve God, but grace is the tool that we get that helps us when we can't live for God on our own. That God would bridge the gap and say, come on, I want you to be my child. The prodigal son messed it all up, spent all he had, violated everything he was taught. But he knew that if he could just make it to Father's house, even the lowest servant in position was a place in Father's house. Tonight, I want to tell somebody in the Holy Ghost, God's not angry. He's jealous. And he wants you back. He wants you back close. Because you know, even when you're close to God, even it's not you, it's him that makes the difference in your life. It's not your talent, but it's God through your talent. Without God, your talent shrivels and dies and falls in the wind. But in God, God makes a beautiful you. Tonight, that beautiful Savior's in the house to lead you, to woo you, to draw you. Let him have your inadequacy right now. Amen. I want you not to look around. I don't want you to try to think, who is he talking to? But I want you to pray with the person near you right now. Amen. Because if we pray with each other right now, amen, something will happen. God will connect, amen, to that life with hope. Amen. Find somebody to pray with. You hear me say, don't pray for, pray with. Amen. I want you to pray with somebody right now. You don't know, they may be that person that God's trying to reach and pull back and draw back. Somebody that's so inadequate. Somebody that's so full of failure. Amen. You tried. You know about it. Amen. You know well what I'm talking about. Amen. The Lord is here. Amen. And he is speaking to you. He wants to hold you. Come on, pray with that person. Lord, have your will. Have your way, Jesus. Help me, oh God. Work on me. Work through me, Lord. Here am I, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Go ahead, pray, saint. How beautiful. Come on, let the Holy Ghost now. Amen. If you can't pray for you, please pray with somebody else. Amen. I find that when I'm weak and I can't even pray for me and have faith for me. Brother Newman, when I don't have faith in myself, I can have faith for somebody else. Amen. I walk in that jail, and when I'm there for somebody else, God anoints, God blesses, God fills my cup. Amen. Come on, pray with somebody. Amen. Will you pray with them right now? Pray with that person. Come on. Amen. They need your prayer. They need you to be there, linked with them and linked with God. Come on, have faith with that person near you right now. Lord, have your will, have your way. Potter, work your work. God, I know you're able. I know you can. I know you're God enough. I know you can tonight, God. Hallelujah. Come on, this is where revival starts, when somebody admits, God, I've got to have you. I can't walk without you holding my hand. God, I can't make it without you, dear shepherd. Oh, God, I need you tonight. I'm broken, Lord. I'm broke. I'm empty. I'm done. On my own, God, my heart's empty, Lord. God, I'm inadequate, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Hear me. Hear me. This song is for somebody, but before we sing it, I want you to lift your hands. And I want somebody right now, would you trust God enough to say, Lord, yes. Come on, just lift your hands in faith and say yes to God. I dare somebody right now in the Holy Ghost just to say yes to God. Come on, God's ready to connect. God's ready to flow. God's ready to use imperfect you, incomplete you. Hallelujah. Sing it, Sister Cross, right now. This is for somebody.
Through it all.
Through it all.
Through it all. I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God.
Sing it. Know it. I want you to sing it. Come on, this is going to be the anthem for somebody's victory. Trust God. Trust your maker. Lean on your maker tonight, not your understanding. Does anybody know the verse? Anybody know the verse of that song? I thank him for the valley. Anybody know that verse? You remember the verses? Anybody here? I said, I need to see the hand. God's here. The Holy Ghost is here right now. The anointing of God is here for you right now. Receive. Go ahead, receive, saint. Come on, take a, come on, take a drink. The well is flowing. Go ahead, son of God, drink, drink, drink freely of the fountain of the Holy Ghost. Shall you draw waters from the wells of salvation? Come on, there's power right now, joy for your life. God's not against you, he's for you. See, he's for you. Sing that verse again. I thank him.
I thank him for the mountains.
Sing it, Son of God. Carrie, you remember that storm, a little girl? Cancer?
For if I never had a problem,
I wouldn't know God.
I wouldn't know that God could solve them. And I never know what faith in God can do. Ooh.
Sing this verse.
Been to a lot of places, and I've seen a lot of faces. There's been times.
Brother Newman, you can sing this song because you've been there. Going to sing that verse again. Sing it with us. One more time, I want you to declare it. Through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Through it all. Come on, Mama, you remember those lonely nights? Come on, Mama, you remember those lonely nights? God was there. Oh, through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Sing it, church. You know what? I want you to do something great. In Pentecost, we think the word shout means when somebody dances and jigs. The word shout means to just lift your voice. I want you to lift your voice to God. And your feeble voice may be small, but would you just lift it just to Jesus? Come on, lift your voice. I want you to celebrate your victory right now in the Holy Ghost. Somebody got a victory tonight in the Holy Ghost. Somebody's taking victory home with them. Hallelujah. When the Holy Ghost comes on you, it's okay for you to speak in other tongues. Come on, the strength of the Holy Ghost, let it flow on you right now. In the name of the Lord, let your anointing, oh God, your appointing, your grace, and your goodness tonight. Come on, come on, shout Zion. Hallelujah. Shout of the Lord with a voice of triumph. Hallelujah. Somebody can rejoice tonight and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward. Go ahead, shout, Son of God. Shout, Son of God. Don't leave this in the church. Amen. Take this to go. The Holy Ghost was not made for just here. The Holy Ghost was made for you to take with you. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. The word gospel has go on it. Amen. Go in faith tonight, rejoicing and knowing that God, amen, has a joyful recall for you. Amen. He has that fit for your life. God bless you, Brother Newman. Brother and Sister Wiley, God bless you for being with the saints of God. God bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. Happy Father's Day to all our fathers. Amen. Praise God. Feliz Dia la Padre. Right? Something like that. Amen. Happy Father's Day in Spanish and in English. I wish I could say it in French. God bless. Amen. Let's go to heaven. How? Greet somebody in Jesus' name and encourage them before you go. Hey, tonight we forgot to do offering, but if you want to bring your offering tithes, amen.